We're into the second set of group games at Euro 2020, and while some teams are looking smooth as silk, others are looking pretty ragged and are already under huge pressure. I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is Football Only Better. Duck to my Mickey Mouse. Mark O'Hare is with me again with all of his best bets. Mark, before we look ahead to Thursday's action, just a quick word on France's 1-0 win over Germany, because we've now seen the tournament favourites for the first time. And even though the score was only 1-0 in France's favour in Munich, I thought they looked controlled, commanding, imperious at times.
Yeah, I'd have liked to have seen the game a bit for another 15, 20 minutes without that own goal going in, because it would have been interesting, because obviously the match, I think, fell into France's lap in a certain degree, because that's how they'd like to play. Score an early goal, sit back, contain, and then use the pace and the counter of Mbappe. But yeah, they were very, very comfortable for all Germany's possession and territory. They were quite toothless going forward, unfortunately. I think they lacked a central striker, really, to sort of command that area. I didn't think Thomas Müller was as influential as he can be for Bayern Munich. So disappointing from a German perspective, because it's not like they didn't have enough opportunity to create. But France looked very solid, very happy to sort of sit in and see what was happening and break at blistering pace. And, you know, they might have only had four or five shots in the game, but they could have had a penalty, two goals ruled out by marginal offsides as well. So, yeah, it was quite an impressive victory.
Betting expert Mark Stinchcombe is back in our team. Stinch, let's start with the opening game on Thursday, Ukraine against North Macedonia. Ukraine 1.7 favourites, or 7-10 in fractional, with North Macedonia 6.4. Both teams lost their opener, so there isn't a lot of room for manoeuvre here. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, I liked in your intro, you basically said the pressure is on for some teams, and it certainly is here with both of them losing their openers. I can definitely see people being keen to back Ukraine with only losing by a single goal to the Dutch and Macedonia losing by a couple to Austria. But yeah, I mean, you won't find me going anywhere near Ukraine at the prices. Just three wins in the last 13 games, failing to beat teams like Bahrain, Kazakhstan, Finland. And I think, like, sometimes it's difficult for us to get a good idea of how good some international teams are, because we don't see them that often. There's long gaps between their games. And then it's difficult to rate the players. Like, for example, you've got some top players from some top clubs, Malinovsky, Zinchenko. But then you look at that entire, like, defence, it's basically Dynamo Kiev. And, you know, we've seen how Kiev and Shakhtar alike in the top European competitions, they're miles away from like the best players. And when we look at Ukraine against like the best international teams, so they've played Holland, Spain, France and Germany seven times over the last 12 months. They don't get many shots, and they concede a lot of shots. So they only average 5.7 per game, and they're conceding 19.9 per game. So for me, it was kind of surprising that people wanted to get them on side against the Dutch. I'm against them, basically. I've backed North Macedonia to qualify pre-tournament at odds of 4, because I wanted to oppose Austria as well. I think North Macedonia, like I mentioned, the likes of Zinchenko and Malinovsky. I think North Macedonia have got some good technical players themselves, Elmas, Bardi, Alioski. But yeah, I'm not saying that they can win this game either, and I'm not backing them at the price. I think with both sides needing something after losing the opening game, in particular North Macedonia having Holland in the final game in Holland, I'm hoping that both teams are going to attack it at some stage. And so I was looking at the goal line of 2.25 of backing overs. So that's half my money on over 2.5 goals and half my money on over 2 goals. So as long as there's at least two goals, I'll my bet won't lose, and I'll only lose half my money if there's exactly two goals. I mean, this bet's only lost in two of Ukraine's last 15, and only lost in three of North Macedonia's last 15. So basically, what I'm saying is, I don't trust either team's defense. And I mean, Ukraine's goalkeeper just playing like a sideways pass rather than like clearing out of the play, and Holland picking up the loose ball and crossing to score was quite amusing. So yeah, I'm interested to hear Mark's angle, but I imagine most favorite backers are just kind of going to come for Ukraine because they know some of their players and that, but I don't think they're value at the odds.
Yeah, Mark, it's an interesting one, this, isn't it? Because what we saw with Ukraine was that they look quite vulnerable defensively. Stinch is absolutely right to point out Hyorhy Buschan, who was supposed to be the more solid option rather than Andriy Piatov, but actually had a couple of poor moments with a couple of the goals. And yet, when Ukraine did come to life, they did look quite dangerous.
Yeah, I like Ukraine a bit more than Mark does. But I get his point about this match in terms of betting heat. It's quite trappy. It is quite tricky. But I, weirdly, have come to the same conclusion as Mark in terms of best bet of over 2.25 goals, because Group C was fantastic fun, wasn't it, on Sunday in the opening games. Both games were fantastic, and this game has got a really interesting narrative and a bit of jeopardy around it now, because both have 0 points. So getting a result here is almost a necessity if you want to qualify. Whether that's a win, whether it's a point, it doesn't really matter. You need to get something, because both have now got a negative goal difference. So even qualifying with 3 points with a negative goal difference is not going to get you through. So I'm expecting a much, a front foot game from both teams. We know second round group games tend to see goals per game increase quite significantly to 2.43. 79% of matches feature a minimum of two goals. Over 2.5 increases, BTTS increases, draws go down. And that's down to the jeopardy and desperation of the group stage. So I think this is suiting that terrifically well. North Macedonia, we know they're, as Mark says, their assets are in forward areas defensively. I do doubt them. An Austrian team who have decent individuals but aren't exactly known to be creating hatfuls of chances. Created over 2 expected goals in that game, and probably, well, they did so as well in qualifying home and away against North Macedonia. Scored a few goals and created plenty. So I don't doubt Ukraine will create a lot. It's whether they've got the ability to finish those opportunities. Their strength is in midfield. Yaremchuk getting off the mark as well helps. So as well, I think the defence has the potential to be good for Ukraine. It's probably a year or two too early for this group to be considered watertight. So I wouldn't put North Macedonia getting on score sheet past them. So yeah, goals angle was the one to me. I did originally look at Ukraine to win and over 1.5 goals because it's odds against 2.05. which I do think appeals. This is North Macedonia for all the fairy tale. They have got some quality players in forward areas, but they still are North Macedonia. They still have come through the back door against some pretty poor opposition. And Austria, not from the top table. I do rate Ukraine a little bit higher than Austria, and they had no trouble now in 3 games in the past 2 years against North Macedonia creating and scoring goals. So should be quite fun. I just think the goals angle is probably the one I'm most comfortable with.
Well, I wrote the preview for betting.betfair.com for this game, and I went for Ukraine to win and over 1.5 goals. At the time I wrote it, it was about even. So I just think Ukraine can sneak it. I think there were some structural deficiencies for North Macedonia in that game against a rather limited Austrian side, truth be told. And I think I agree with you guys. I think there are definitely going to be goals in that one. So you could either look at that as a straight bet, or there are bet builders where you can add a Ukraine win over 1.5 goals or over 2.5 goals. And worth remembering that our fantastic multiples offer will be running every day throughout the Euros. Bet £20 on multiples or bet builders and receive a £5 free bet to use on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. Let's stick with Group C then. The game at 8 sees the Netherlands face Austria in Amsterdam. Winner of the game has a great chance of winning the group after they both won their opening games. The Dutch 1.62 favourites on the exchange, with Austria 6.4. Mark, we saw both of these sides score 3 goals apiece in the first round of matches. Fair to say, though, there was a bit of defensive fragility there too.
Yeah, for sure. great fun, but quite chaotic as well. And I just wonder whether the goal line has overreacted to those opening games in this sense, because compared to the other game in the group, these two teams have now got 3 points on the board, and a point will see them qualify for the last 16, which might not be a huge carrot for the Netherlands, but it certainly is for Austria, who are going to be the underdogs in Amsterdam. They knew going into that game against North Macedonia that a result was imperative to qualify, which they did get. But Franco Foda, I think he threw a few wobblies in with his team selection and tactics. I didn't expect David Alaba to be playing in the heart of defence.
Finally, too often for finally Austria. He did it.
Yeah, you could say that. But I saw the team sheet with a back three or a back five, if you like, and I was surprised, to be honest. But they did play with intent. But the criticism he's had in his reign with Austria is they have been overly cautious. They have been too pragmatic. I think he's just going to go back to his old ways in this match because of what's at stake here, and just knowing that that point will get Austria through. What can you say about the Dutch, which we haven't probably already touched on pre-tournament? They were chaotic. The midfield structure was all over the place. Frank de Boer doesn't convince in the second half. Certainly was
he looked lost at 2-2, didn't he? When that equaliser went in for 2-2, he looked like he was looking for a way out the stadium.
It was quite enjoyable to watch. They did play pretty well in that first 30 minutes. Depay was really lively. Weghorst was in destruction mode as well. Quite enjoyable to watch, but the wing-backs bombing on as well. They should have De Ligt back as well for this game, so defensively they might be a bit more secure. I'm kind of buying into the Austrian side of things a little bit more than the Dutch, who I cannot trust at that price, even against Austria. I wouldn't trust them on a handicap either. So I looked at the goal line again, and you're getting under 3 goals, just north of 1.7, which does quite appeal as a starting point, because if there's 3 goals exactly, you get your cash back. The only way you lose your money is if there's 4 goals or more. But I went on the Bet Builder, actually, and I pushed it a little bit further. You can get under 3.5 goals. And Memphis Depay to have one shot on target or more at 175. So you're getting the 3 goals or fewer onside, and you're getting Depay to land on target at a bigger price. So, yeah, that's the one that sort of stood out for me. But tricky game, I felt, this one.
I agree with you about Memphis. I've written this preview as well. Group C is my group with betting.betfair.com. And I went for Memphis to score at evens because I think he was really good against Ukraine without getting into too many goal-scoring positions. But I actually think he will, even though Franco Foda may be a bit cautious. I actually think the Dutch will create plenty of chances. Stinch, how do you see this one? Goals for you, or are you a bit more cautious? You're a bit more Franco Foda-esque.
I'm quite anti Franco Foda, to be honest.
You're not the only one. Half of Austria.
I mean, like, a lot of people are like anti Holland or anti De Boer, which I am as well, and I agree with. But it's like, sometimes in betting, you need to like pick your battles, and I really don't think opposing the Netherlands in the Netherlands is against these teams is where to do it. I think oppose the Netherlands in the knockout stages when they're going to be up against much, much better quality. Like, there's a reason that Holland were 1-158 against Ukraine and a 162 here. Like, the people that are like forcing these odds aren't poor people. You know, they are, you know, professional bettors, professional gamblers. I'm not saying the closing price is always correct, but it's probably the best guide we have in terms of a team's ability. So yeah, I mean, like Austria had, like, you have to, I mean, just on the face of it, that's a great 3-1 win. You go into any tournament and you win 3-1, and that should be seen as fantastic. But the first thing that their manager had to do was come out and defend playing Alaba in the centre of a back three, and which is something they'd never done before. And he went as far as saying we can play any formation. You know, we've trained all sorts I just can't get on board with his tactics at all. I think it's such a waste, like, because we saw what happened when he went forward later on in the game. He obviously put in a terrific cross for Austria to regain the lead. But before that, he took off Kolasinac on like 59 minutes, who had like an unbelievable season for Stuttgart. He got 16 goals. and 50% of them came with his head. Like, he's absolutely ginormous. Like, he's like a ridiculously good target man for someone like Alaba to aim for. So I just can't get on board with Foda at all. So this game is essentially a battle of who's the worst manager, and I'm happy to decide. to side with the Austrian as the worst. I mean, I know Holland's crazy 5-3-2. It is crazy, although it was quite fun to watch. But they did dominate possession. They had 64% possession, had 15 shots, and then you conceded two from inside the area. And as I say, I think in the round of 16, I'm not sure who they're due to face, but I think obviously against better teams, they will pick them off. But they've got a spine of Depay, Weghorst, Wijnaldum, De Jong, De Roon, De Vrij, and maybe De Ligt. Like, that is a really, really, really good spine. Like, even if like the chaos that's going around them is negative in terms of like there's too much space for the opposition or whatever, those players are very good. I mean, Gini Wijnaldum looks a completely different player when he's had the shackles let off him for Holland. So yeah, I'm going to side with Holland here, and Holland are around about 1.62. So I'm going to take Holland minus 3/4 at 1.8. So that's half my bet on Holland to win and half my bet on Holland to win by one or more goals. And if they only win by one goal, half my bet still wins, essentially. As much as we've criticized Holland and that, they have scored at least two goals in the last eight games. And I just can't trust Austria's tactics. I mean, they couldn't score against Slovakia or England in warm-up friendlies. And Denmark destroyed them 4-0 in Vienna not so long ago. And yeah, while he can't figure out the best position for Alaba, I'm much more happy to side with the Dutch. As I mentioned, I think that spine is underrated.
Yeah, I've used the bet builder to go with the Dutch to win and over 2.5 goals because I don't trust either defence. Austria might try and contain and might try and dig in, but I'm not sure they're capable of it. And you can get a Netherlands over 2.5 goals double at 2.3 or 13-10. The third game brings together Denmark and Belgium. Belgium looked very, very good against Russia with a 3-0 win. Romelu Lukaku scored twice. Of course, Denmark's tournament's been overshadowed by the horrendous collapse suffered by Christian Eriksen during their game against Finland. Thankfully, he is stable and is recovering. Mark, we just don't know what effect this is going to have, has had on Denmark's players. So it's a tough one, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Very difficult to, as you say, very difficult to know if it's going to be negative, if it's going to be positive. You can easily buy into both trails of thought here. I'm not qualified enough to know exactly how these players will react. I sound qualified enough to know that they shouldn't have played on after the incident, but this one's a different kettle of fish. Obviously, we do know is Denmark are worse off without Christian Eriksen as a football team. We also know that the market has seen them drift quite significantly since last week. They were 3.5 to win this match. They're now out to 4.4, whether that's the effects of the trauma that they saw or the fact of Eriksen or a combination of both, you'd probably suggest too. So it's very difficult to find a way into this game because of all those unknowns. What we do know is Denmark at their best are very strong. They're very physical. They're very adept at keeping teams at bay. They're very well organised and difficult to beat. It's just they've played Belgium a couple of times in the Nations League, and they're their only defeats in competitive football in 90 minutes since 2016, if you exclude that game against Finland, which I think you have to, really. So Belgium have had the Indian sign over Denmark previously, but Belgium had pretty much their best team out in those games against Denmark. And they're likely to be about De Bruyne, Hazard and Witsel. Well, all three of them might be 100%, whichever way you look at it. So maybe there's a bit of a balancing act there. Belgium were bit bigger than in price. I think they were 2.4 on their last trip to Copenhagen with their strongest 11 out. We saw them at a similar price to win at Russia in the opening game as well. So the market's been a bit iffy there. But I don't know. I think there's enough unknowns in this game to probably just steer clear. Originally, I looked at unders because I thought if Denmark do decide or are capable of putting what they saw behind them and inspiring themselves into a really strong performance, if they are going to avoid defeat, it's not going to be a high-scoring game. So kind of opposing goals, and you kind of got a win for either side, a narrow win for either side on your side, as well as the draw. But in all honesty, it's not a game I'm going to be betting on for obvious reasons.
Now, don't forget to check out the daily boosted treble on the sportsbook, where you can boost the odds even further with your odds boost token. T's and C's apply. So the only thing that remains is for us to come up with a podcast treble. We each pick a selection from the day's action, and our lovely traders wrap them up in a boosted treble. I'm going to go for Romelu Lukaku to score in that game for Belgium against Denmark. He's 2.2 to score at any time, and I think he's got a very good chance of adding to the two goals he's already scored. Stinch, you get second pick.
I will take Holland to win, please, because I don't think Mark wants to back Holland, so I'll take Holland, please.
So we'll go to Mark for a bet from the Ukraine-North Macedonia game.
Thank you very much, guys. Just the game I wanted, but I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to play a forward defence here and just add over 1.5 goals. You've already got some nice numbers on your side there, so I'll keep the safe one on side with over 1.5.
Lovely stuff. That's all we have time for on this edition of Football Only Better. Please do remember to gamble responsibly. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a nice review with your usual podcast provider. From Stinch, from Mark, and from me, it's goodbye for now.